USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A federal judge sided with the state of Georgia in a lawsuit filed by a group associated with Democrat Stacey Abrams, challenging the constitutionality of its election practices. Although Georgia's election system is not perfect, the challenged practices violate neither the Constitution nor the VRA, U.S. District Judge Steve Jones, an Obama appointee, wrote, referring to the Voting Rights Acts of 1965. Kemp, who was Georgia's Secretary of State when the lawsuit was filed, applauded the ruling as a victory against an attempt by Abrams to weaponize the legal system for political gain. Three people in their early 30s aboard a small airplane died when the Cessna crashed into a home in Minnesota late Saturday. Federal and local authorities in Minnesota are investigating the scene in Hermantown, which is located just west of Duluth. Officials described the victims as two males from Burnsville and a female from St. Paul. Their names have not been released. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.